Hugo. You know, this is your second appearance on the show. Welcome back, man.
Yes, sir, man. It feels good to be back.
Yeah, you know, I told you I got you. You know, as soon as you drop the videos, I'm going to shoot you a date as soon as the video drops, and we got it going. I made a time for you here. We got the Independent Artist Spotlight Hour, but one of the nicest coming up out of Jersey. I know last time, It's True, Just Act to the Homies. That was your first project.
Yeah, that was my first project as a solo artist.
Yep, because you were in a group before. We remember that.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing the group thing for a long time, actually, probably since I started, like back when I was like 12 years old. So, you know, first solo project, best numbers I ever did. So, you know, we just gonna keep going.
Yep, that's right. You got the new single. I'll tell people about this new single, what they can hear, expect to hear from it if they haven't heard it yet, and what was the inspiration behind it.
Gotcha. So, yeah, the new joint, Top of the Totem. Yeah, man, I was just talking shit, man. Like, there was no real big, like, inspiration behind it in that kind of way. But really, man, you know, if you're looking to have a good time, ride out with the, you know, with the homies, you know, that's definitely the joint you throw on.
And it's always lyrical.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, yep. Sir.
It's never the microwave rap.
Yeah, I know how you feel about the microwave rap.
Yeah. We've had that conversation plenty of times. But hey, I think it's making a return to the lyrical rap scene. I do. I've been seeing the Lloyd Banks album come out this year. Yeah. Conway's been dropping some heat.
Yeah.
K-Slay just released an amazing project.
Facts. And I think Rosenberg did his real late album with a whole bunch of OGs on there.
Mac Homie.
Yeah, I love Mac Homie, yo. Like, Mac Homie is super underrated.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is, bro. But yo, the real shit always comes back full circle, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you know how it go, but you know. For the real ones, you know, we just stay patient. You know, it's always our time to shine.
It is. It is your time to shine. 2021, the doors are opening back up finally. Last time we did the interview, we were all in the quarantine. Now, I'm technically still quarantined. I'm not doing too much besides doing the shows here. But I'm sure as an artist, you're back out there. You're probably going to get ready to perform at some point here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got a couple joints lined up. I'm putting on some of my own shows with the homies, you know, a couple, you know, my boy Denzel, myself, my homeboy Nashamon J. We're putting together a whole bunch of joints for the end of the summer, probably Labor Day as well. And then I got one coming up in July as well for my boy Crown that I did a Top of the Totem with. So, you know, I'm ready to get back on stage, bro.
Yeah, I know you are. I know last year you were probably taking your time with things. COVID affected everyone mentally, especially because you kind of had to have a reevaluation of what you wanted to do moving forward. I think it was a time that was needed. I mean, not with the deaths or anything and the sickness going around, but I think everyone needed that time to just reevaluate their lives and put things in order.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. COVID for me, it was a reset, you know, because it was like a time for everybody to just finally sit still. And I took full advantage of that, man. You know, after we put that album out and then we did the videos, you know, besides little small little tidbits that I would put out, like I really took full advantage of, you know, sitting still and just taking inventory. You feel me? I definitely needed that because like nonstop, like, you know, I'm always in the studio. I'm always writing. I'm always thinking about what's next. So, you know, it felt good to kind of just be present and just chill out for a little bit, man.
Yeah. Are you still going to St. John's University? You're going to be there next semester?
No, I'm not. I'm doing my stuff online.
You're going to be doing everything virtual from St. John's.
Yeah. You know, whatever classes, you know, the classes that they had, because you know how they are with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just breaking it down bit by bit and focusing on the music, man, you know, just trying to prioritize, you know.
With the new single out, does that mean it's going to be leading up to a new project coming very soon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say soon. I'm not going to lie. You know, I probably put like a 4-pack out before the year is out. But as far as like another full length project, I don't foresee me doing that until like 2022, maybe like late 2022. Cause like, I don't know, man, I'm very meticulous with my projects. And I gotta be pulling from like real emotions, a real place. And I'm just not there yet. Like I'm not in a space where I have like a consistent flow of emotion towards something where I wanna make an album. Right now I'm kind of just having fun with it. Like I'm putting out another track this Sunday.
You gotta send me that one. I'll get that in the rotation. Cause now it's the 4th of July weekend. So you know, I'm gonna be mixing and doing all my things on Live 365, my personal station. So, you know, that's where I give the independent artists their spotlight as well as the hits that are out now, as well as long as they're lyrical, that is. And okay. You know,
I got the vibes and the lyrics for you, man.
Well, that's the thing. You do bring the vibes. I remember the song Lucy Pearl that you did. That was.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's still good. That shit still goes crazy. Almost 3 years old. And, you know, it's still touching people. People still love it. That people, like new people are discovering it like it came out yesterday. So, it's been really cool. But yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie. I'm probably gonna be rapid firing records all summer. I might do another one next week too. I'm making so much music. I mean, you know, the couple months I took off, I was still creating, of course. So, you know, I kind of just feel like sharing the ideas with everybody.
Yeah. That's important. You're still working with Iz. He's doing the photography for you. Now, does he do the video shoots for you too?
Iz is just, he does the photography work. My brother, B-Jazz, he does the video work, but he's also a great photographer as well.
Yeah, that's fire. You guys are working out there in Jersey. Now, these performances that you're going to be putting together with your group and your friends and collaborators, this is going to be in Jersey or is it going to be New York and other places in the tri-state?
The one that's coming up in a couple of weeks, that's going to be in Jersey. The one that I'm putting together for the end of the summer, that's going to be in New York. It's going to be in New York. And one I got coming in August, we have, we're kind of in limbo. We're like, yo, do we want to do like Jersey or do we want to do New York? It might be in New York though, just accessibility. It's just a lot more accessible for people.
But people are going to be showing up, I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a great time, man.
The Jersey movement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jersey is going through a renaissance right now, man. There's a lot of, like, people doing their thing right now. But specifically, I'm going to feel bad if I don't name some names. like Chris Patrick is doing his thing. He's out of here. Like, it's only a matter of time for him. Who else? My boy Drock, he's doing his thing. Myself, of course. Let's see, 99 Trip. Yo, you would fuck with 99 Trip heavy, actually. You would fuck
with the bars?
Yeah. They, is their group, two males, two men, one woman. Euphony has the crazy voice. Hero bars. I don't want to mispronounce my boy's name, but there's three of them and they're fire. Yeah. They're fire.
Yeah, people gotta go check out the Jersey movement. And speaking of Jersey, we recently heard the passing of Fetty Wap's daughter. Rest in peace.
Oh, wait, what? That's what that was?
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, RIP. Yo, I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, it's tragic.
That is crazy. Cool, man. Yeah, RIP, man. God bless him and his fam, man.
Yeah. A lot of crazy things going on in the world right now. I'm sure everyone's tapped in with what's going on with Bill Cosby, but...
It's a shit show on social media right now. We don't even got to get into that.
Yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. Forget that. I mean, everything is just, you don't even know what to think anymore with this stuff that goes on in the world. But musically, you're ready. You're ready to release new songs. 2021 is your year. But even though I think 2021, I think it's the preparement for 2022. It sounds like 2022 will be Hugo's year. because you're trying to just prepare for 2022, get everything in line to drop the album.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm just using the rest of this time to just have fun with it, man. You know, the rest of the year, I'm just focused on making it fun again for me. Like, you know, I've been doing music for so long. Sometimes it gets a little repetitive for me. Sometimes I get bored. Yeah. You know, so really the rest of the year is just about doing what makes me feel good, man. You know, just putting out the records that I like, and just sharing the vibes, bro. That's what's most important for me. And then 2022, that's when I'll, you know, hit him with the haymaker. You know what I mean? But
you know, that's when it's time to just start knocking people out.
Yes, sir.
That's the way to do it. But we brought up Twitter before. Last night, I saw that the Biz Markie thing was trending online, and I thought he was dead. So I posted a little memoriam post for him, and all of a sudden news broke. He isn't dead. There's got to be something that stops these tweets from leaking and people just tweeting that these celebrities are dead, because it happened with DMX. It's been happening with all these artists.
Yeah, I think media outlets are just trying to get the scoop, man. You know, they're just trying to be the ones who did it first, you know, so they're jumping at any opportunity, which is crazy, because it's I don't know why you would want to put that energy out there. Like, you know, we all know the power of words. And if you have, in Biz Markie's case, millions of people, you know, saying rest in peace and he's not even gone, you know, we're building up a whole bunch of energy that could create a reality where he's not here, you know? So I don't know why, it's fucked up the way they do it, but I heard he's in hospice.
I did hear that. Yeah, that was the last report that I heard. He isn't dead, but he's in hospice. But I don't know why they always break out these stories beforehand. And, you know, sometimes it turns out to be true. And I hope this doesn't. I hope Biz Markie's able to recover, because hip hop's taken a huge loss this year with MF Doom, DMX, Shock G, Black Rob.
We're losing everybody, man. Gift the Gab from Blacklicious passed.
That's right.
Probably last week. And it's crazy. I just started listening to Black. Like, I would always see Blacklicious, like their name, but like I didn't start listening to them until maybe 2 years ago. And I love those guys. You know, it's just quirky, feel good hip hop. Like, you know, like Jurassic 5 and all them. Just that wave of classic hip hop that came through in the early 2000s. Like, I grew a very big appreciation for it. And it's crazy that Gift the Gab is gone. Like, it's really wild. So young too, man. He wasn't even how old is he? 50?
Yeah.
Right. It's crazy.
These deaths are just coming so unexpected. What is Hugo's number one Biz Markie song?
Number one, I want to say what's the name of it? You know, Nobody Beats the Biz.
Yeah, Nobody Beats the Biz. Yeah.
Because I love that record because when I think it was, what's the name of that record from Tribe where they sampled Biz?
It's the chase.
So yeah, I heard the chase part two. Like, of course I heard that when I was young. And then when I heard Nobody Beats the Biz years later, I was like, oh shoot, that's Tribe sampled that part. So yeah.
My favorite, it's gotta be Make the Music with Your Mouth Biz. That one's good. The Vapors is classic.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm trying not to name just a friend, because that's just the too cliche go-to one. Cliche,
but it's a great
moment.
It's a great moment. Yeah, Biz Markie, man, he's just it's a ball of energy, bro. Like we don't get he's one of one, man.
Yeah, he's 100% a personality and a character.
Absolutely.
Because people try to say, who are the characters in hip hop? You could probably say Pun was a character.
Yeah, you could. But Biz Markie is the hip hop character. Like if you want to talk about just iconography and just kind of the effects, the ripple effects of Biz Markie, you know what I mean? Like him in his moment and how it just kind of superseded generations of this hip hop shit. Biz Markie is the guy. Then of course you got ODB. And then of course you got,
oh yeah, he's a character.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, Easy's a character too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Easy. Shoot, who would you say is your top like hip hop characters?
Top hip hop. If someone's gonna tell me hip hop character, I'd probably have to go with Kool Keith.
Kool Keith.
because Kool Keith, because that man was Dr. Octagon, Dr. Doom, Black Elvis, all his personalities, and then Kool Keith's a personality in himself, just what he did with Ultra Magnetic MCs. Mm. Okay. I'd have to go Kool Keith.
Kool Keith. That's a great answer. I've never gotten, nobody's ever told me Kool Keith, so I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah. that's probably my favorite hip hop, because he's a character, just what he's done with his raps and the personas that he just puts on for his albums. It's insane. It's kind of like MF Doom almost. MF Doom used to be with KMD and he was Zev Love X, and then he turned into MF Doom. That's a character.
Yeah. Then he was Victor Von. Then he was King Ghidorah.
Yep.
Yeah. R.I.P. the guy,
man. Yeah, man. Rest in peace. But what are your main goals for 2021 to achieve going into 2022? You got the singles coming. You got the performances coming. What are the main achievements and goals of 2021 besides that?
I would say, the main goals for 2021 is just come back, increase the profile, man. Like, just touch as many people as I can, with social media, everything moves so quick that, like, when I have my moments where I want to go away for a little while, come back and people forget about you real quick. You know what I mean? But the real ones stay, like the people who really support me, they're always there no matter if I take some time off or not. But 2021 is just all about, just getting out of my own way for real and just putting out records. That's really my only goal, because I've never done that before. I've kind of always, there was always a plan. Like whenever I put records out, there was always a plan, a rollout, a visual. I ain't never want to put nothing out unless I could do it this way. And that's cool, but like, I can't really afford to do that right now. there's still like millions of people I've yet to touch. You just gotta adapt, bro. Because it's so interesting because when we were growing up, album rollouts were still a thing. People were still very calculated about their releases. Like now, you have to be at like a certain echelon to be afforded a 2-year break between albums. Like if you're not Kendrick, Cole, Frank Ocean, or any of those guys, like, no, you need to put an album out every year. Like, people have to respect you in that kind of way before you can take time off. And me coming from like that era where people were still so calculated with their records and how much I admired that, you know what I mean? Like, just like the album rollout used to make me so excited when I was younger. Like the things leading up to it, the videos and the appearances, like that was like the coolest shit to me. So when I got old enough to like do the shit on my own, that's what became very important to me. Like, this is how you get, this is the part where you show people who you are, before the music, before any of that, like, this is like important, you feel me? But slowly but surely realizing how much like that just like doesn't really matter to people unless you come out and put some love below level shit out. And then it's just like, okay, cool. Everybody respects it. And then cool, you can take some time off. You could do the cool rollouts and all that shit. You feel me? So I'm not there yet. So I'm finally just in the space where it's just like, fuck it. I'm putting out good music, and good music travels, bro.
Yeah, it does. And the key terms there are good music, and that's what you make 100% all the time. People should be tapped in with you. If you're not one of the hottest up and coming artists out of New Jersey, they got to be tapped in with you because of your original sound. It's original. It's old school. It's got the new sound and flavor to it as well, but it's still old school. It's true school, I'd say. True school.
True school. I like that.
That's what it is. It's true school, 100%. And you bring up just everything that you missed about being behind the music and the lead up to releasing the music, or how about even when we were younger and before this whole digital era took over, going to the store and actually picking up the physical copies of a CD. I think the last time The last album that I got on CD was Schoolboy Q's Oxymoron. That was the last CD I bought. But it was the thrill of it, going to get the new release on a Friday.
For real, bro. It's the you want to know what? Like, it's so interesting because I think the last physical copy I bought was To Pimp a Butterfly. I think that was the last one I went. And I bought To Pimp a Butterfly in every way that you could. I bought it physically. I bought it digitally. I had vinyl. And like every medium that you could buy the shit, I bought it. But it's interesting because like the way we even value music now, because the way you place value on things is usually based on labor. You know what I mean? So it's like when you work for something, you tend to respect that. Like when you work for your money, you respect that money. When you work for like that big ass screen TV, you guys, you know, it's just like, hey, listen, I put in 35 hours of work last week so that I could buy this thing. So you have a different kind of respect and a different kind of appreciation for it. I think that in the digital era of us having so much access to music at all times, just from a push of a button or a swipe, you know, I think we don't, like naturally, you know, we don't value the music as much. No. Because we don't have to work for it. It's like, hey, listen, man, I got my student discount, $5 a month. I got access to millions of songs, bro. Like it's nothing. Yeah. But even back then, you know, even with like MP3s and like LimeWire and all that, even with that, we had to download it. We had to put it on iTunes, and then we had to put it on the iPod, but damn, like I only got 32 gigs. I got to take some songs off that I haven't listened to in a while. And you know, even that's labor, you feel me? So you respect the music a little bit more. And you know, me just like really appreciating those times, like going to go buy CDs or saving lunch money so I can go buy that CD or whatever. Like me just being a product of that is like, it's interesting to be in this era of music, being a product of that, you feel me? Not only just growing up in it, but literally being raised by it, like appreciating that shit, you feel me?
Yeah. I want to throw it back right here now, talking about old platforms and just the old ways of music. Do you remember the program Music Matchbox?
Music Matchbox. How do I not know that? The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, but I think that's what it was called. It was on, because when I was young, real young, I'm talking like 2-3 years old, I had a Gateway computer, an old Gateway before we had before we had the widescreen desktops, kind of like little TVs. We had the big computers with the big frame. Mm-hmm. And I had the old Gateway, and I remember I had Music Matchbox. I remember listening to all my music on there. I don't know if this was before. This had to be before iTunes, because it was early 2000s, like 2000, I think 2001. I had that program, and I'm trying to see if there's anyone out there that sees this interview, whoever's listening now, if you remember Music Matchbox, or if that's the right one, it was for software that I'm talking about. Like, I don't want to sound crazy, but I remember using that software.
Yeah, I must have missed Music Matchbox. I was using, do you remember? All right, so there was LimeWire, right? There was the other one too. What the hell was it called?
I know what you're talking about. Didn't it start with an N?
It's something like that, either an N or an A. Like, dang, there was two of them. It was LimeWire and another one, but I can't remember what it was. Shoot, man. Yeah, bro, I'm drawing a blank.
You know what it is? It's Music Match Juice Box Plus.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. I remember that.
I actually have a picture of it. This is what it used to be.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Damn. See, I just thought of that out of nowhere. That's what I remember listening to Nelly's Country Grammar on that. I remember how and that came out in 2000, so it only makes sense.
Yeah. Wow, yo.
Before iTunes, that's what we used.
Before iTunes, bro. Yeah, bro. They don't understand the labor.
Yeah, they don't.
You remember the Bill Clinton clips?
Oh yeah, yep.
Had sexual relations with that woman.
Oh man, It's insane though. But Hugo, anything else you'd love to tell the audience? Anything else you want to get out here into this interview? This is your time, man.
Yo, man. You already know Hugo's in the house, bro. Be on the lookout for me. Vibes is plentiful. A lot of great things going on over here. The whole team is stacked, super talented. But we got a lot to give to the world. Top of the Totem is out now. Got a new joint dropping on Sunday. Probably going to put another one out next week. And another one the following week. Probably another one the following week after that. So, yo, it's going to be a sight to see, man. You know, it's a mind, body, funk thing always. I appreciate you having me on your platform. You already know it's love.
And, always, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I keep you in the loop, bro. You know, I'll definitely keep you in the loop with everything we got going on.
Yeah, man. Keep me in the loop. Send me the singles, whatever you need. You know, I'll be getting that into the rotation for you. Let them know where they can follow you out on Instagram, Twitter, and especially your YouTube channel. You want them to subscribe and to watch what you got coming out as far as the visuals and new songs.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, yo, you can follow me on Instagram at groovy.guru. You can follow me, subscribe to me on YouTube. It's just Hugo, H-U-E-G-O. You can find all my videos on there. Also, the link in my bio and my Instagram, you can go to mindbodyfunk.com. You got mindbodyfunk t-shirts. It's True Just Ask the Homies vinyls on back order. We're stacking those up. And you can subscribe to the mailing list to stay updated on all music, creative content, show dates, all that. So yeah, yo, we we enterprising over here. You know what I mean?
Yep, enterprising. That's right. Yeah, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show, Hugo. Anytime, anything you ever need from me as far as interview wise, you know, you're good with me. Always, you know, keep it 100. And we just go from there. Congratulations on the new single. We'll be looking forward to the upcoming music. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day, man. Enjoy the rest of your day, and your fans will be locked in.
Yes, sir, bro. Yo, also, before we go, yo, congratulations, man. That yo, you've been doing your thing. You already know I show buku love, but yeah.
Oh, bro. Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, bro. You the man, bro.
I'm the man. I appreciate you, man. You're a real one. I don't know about everyone else, but you're a real one. out of the place that I met you at, you're the realest one. I'll tell you that. Oh man.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, bro. Yeah, you already know you got my love and support, bro. So I see you at the top always.
Yeah, man, 100% always, man. Keep doing you. Keep giving us the great energy and great music, 100%, Hugo. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right, bro.
Yeah. You too.